Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. We are very much happy to have you here again in our studio of the program Viewpoints. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Shaykh Nur Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
So our radio show today has an interesting topic: climate change and Islamic eco-activism. Faith, action, and the planet is the main topic for today's discussion. Shaykh Nur Muhammad, it seems to be a rather strange topic, that how the Quran and the religion of Islam might look at their climate, or what Allah could be the relation between our religion and our environment.
Yeah, sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think it's not at all strange, because we have some verses of Noble Quran attacking and dealing with this very interesting issue. For example, let me share this verse of Noble Quran. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّ سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا. Some people, unfortunately, when they turn back from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go and are looking for corruption. Uh-huh. They want to commit some corruption on this earth.
Alright.
وَيُهْلِكُ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. They want to destroy, farmlands, and they want to destroy the, production of the human being.
Yes.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like corruption.
Uh-huh.
Very explicitly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealing with this, the issue of the environment. You should be supportive for the, and to maintain this planet.
All right.
When it goes to the farming, when it goes to the, trees, planet, whatever on this earth, we should be very extra careful of that.
A nice term was coined some years ago in a conference called eco-jihad.
Yeah.
Eco-jihad.
Yeah, exactly,
I mean, jihad for your, ecology, and can say, that's right, the environment around. I mean, this jihad and struggle not only must be for Muslim-led environmental movements, okay, so many movements all around the Muslim lands in order to protect their climate. Religion of Islam, Shaykh Rouhani, and also the fatwas that are given by religious authorities are pro-climate, isn't it? And they believe that this type of climate and the environment are the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. So the more you protect them, the more Allah will help you. Is it true?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, Islamically talking, there are certain fundamentals and foundations for this kind of fatwa issued by the ulama and maraji.
Yes.
To mention some of them, chronically talking, in the Holy Quran, in chapter 6, ayah number 165, we have this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the mankind that it is He who has appointed you vicegerent or khalifa on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are the khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, it means that you must be caretaker of the creation.
Yes.
And you must be very much caring about what you have in this earth, because they are provided for you, and you have to be always actually careful about the way that you make use of these things in Amat, in this planet. And of course, in the Holy Quran, we see that it is mentioned in chapter 54, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have created everything in due measure,
uh-huh,
emphasizing the nature's delicate kind of equilibrium.
Which is balanced, that's
right. It's balanced,
yes,
everything
okay.
is balanced.
That's
and of
right.
course, everything is balanced,
yes.
And you must be careful that you should not harm
uh-huh.
this balance in this universe and in this planet.
Wow. So Islam says directly that
exactly.
if you going
yes.
to harm your environment, you
exactly.
are going to harm the balance
exactly.
of this world.
Exactly, yes.
And this is what's happening around the world,
exactly.
you know?
Exactly, directly, yes.
Directly, it has effects on our lives as human
Quran,
beings.
Yes.
That's right, okay.
And the more important point that is mentioned in the Holy Quran is this, that this world and this earth and all the blessings upon this earth are all na'amat, or let's say amana, and
yeah,
trust.
Trust in our hands.
The earth is viewed as a sacred trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, requiring responsibilities and responsible managements regarding making use of this planet.
That's right.
So if it is like trust, like sacred trust and amana, so then of course you should keep it, you should preserve it, you should protect it, and you should give it back to the real owner as a real trust.
Yes, that's
that
right.
That is why you should not betray by harming and causing problems with
problems,
this,
that's right.
World.
Also, natural disasters might be another, I mean, catastrophes taking place all around the world, another consequence of the misuse of the nature, from droughts in Somalia to floods in Pakistan that are taking place every year, okay? These are the consequences. If you trace back the main roots, it will be because of the misuse or the abuse of the natural resources all around the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these sources for the human beings to have a comfortable life, isn't it, Shaykh?
Exactly. Muhammad. I think there is kind of exaggeration here. Mm-hmm. I was in a meeting that somebody was talking about the agriculture.
All right.
And that guy was absolutely against agriculture.
All right.
Because he said that my analysis is, for example, if you have farmland or, for example, have some kind of agriculture, is against the...
So you're harming the nature.
Nature.
Okay.
I think this is, extremism on this side.
All right.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to have some kind of production, to have whatever we need on, eating, go to the farm, go to your farmland and try to have some kind of useful, beneficial agriculture.
All right.
And to get to whatever you need from the earth.
So, planting and greenery.
Exactly.
Yeah, will help the world. That's right.
Really, it's
help
beneficial.
Change the climate. That's right.
Had it not been for this agriculture and planting, we didn't have anything to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. But on the other hand, unfortunately, we cannot go to the other extreme side of that. For example, try to destroy, as we have in the verse of the Quran, yuhlikul hartha wan nas. Try to destroy the, your planting, your agriculture, and to cause harm for this earth. Of course, for example, cutting the trees, this against is on the other side of the extreme, and we should avoid that. I want to say that in the verses of Noble Quran, we have some verses talking about this issue. For example, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you from the soil, and He wanted to have these planets to have some kind of agriculture. وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked from you, This is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's a concept of Hema. What was it by Hema? Islamic conservation zones, isn't it? It was something that Prophet Muhammad at that time very much emphasized on, reviving the protected natural areas on that time.
Exactly. Yeah. Even from the noble Prophet Muhammad, we have many narrations talking about the to have some kind of planting the trees, If, for example, in one narration, we have that even you have one day to the day of judgment, and you have time, you should plant the tree. Because it has a lot of rewarding. So unfortunately, some people, they ignore this, heritage, Islamic heritage.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Is protecting the earth a kind of worship, Shaykh Rouhani?
Yes, of course. It means that if you provide people with better opportunities to live on this planet, a better life, this is a kind of service that you provide to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
If you make servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased, then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. So that is why, of course, the more you take care of the environment, the more you take care of the plants, the things that you need on the surface of this earth, So then, of course, it means that you provide a better life, a better opportunities for the next generations.
All right.
So that is a kind of service that you provide for the new generations. The new generations are also the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it seems that it is the good worship is to serve the people.
That's right.
Yeah, about that's that. Right. There's a beautiful poem in Farsi. And says that if the best worship is to serve the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. And serve their surroundings and the environment in which they live. That's right.
Yeah, it's not only for the mankind, the other creatures, the animals, the insects, whatever they are, the birds.
Yes.
If you provide them with better life, better opportunities, that's a kind of worshipping. Mm-hmm. And that would be, you will be rewarded by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. I mean, tying environmentalism to Islamic values is very much encouraged nowadays in Islamic lands. How we can, for example, tie these two concepts, environmental concerns and Islamic values, which were hand in hand, you know, and so many of the Muslim lands and the Muslim scientists in the golden age of the Islamic, we can say, history, had concerns about at-tabia, and writing down books about how to protect our environment, Shaykh Nur Muhammad.
Exactly. I think the point here is that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not fast. It's not only fasting, going through the pilgrimage of fasting. You know, rather, if we have a very wide concept of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you plant a tree, flower, I think, you know, to make this planet beautiful, go to the nature, take care of the nature, you know, this is part of your worship. But unfortunately, you see some people, very few people, they are careless of this issue. And they think that it has nothing to do with your religion.
Uh-huh.
You know, your religion is go to the mosque only.
All right. Okay.
But it's vice versa, you know. If you want to be religious, you should be extra careful of the environment, of the right of the animals.
All right.
You know?
Yeah,
this
rights
is
of
part
animals.
Of your religion.
Okay.
It's very important. I think if you work on the people's understanding of the religion, I think it makes a lot of change on this planet. And it is when they understand that this is part of your religiosity to take care of the rights of the animals, the rights of the, I don't know, planet. This, I think, makes a lot of change. Beautiful change.
I can call it, and I can coin the term as green fatwa.
Yeah.
If there are religious authorities and the Muslim scholars all around the world has dedicated some part of their fatwas and their religious ideas and opinions to greenery,
exactly.
It would be very much great, especially the water one, okay? The water is really a major problem nowadays all around the world. That's it. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration.
My pleasure.
We know that, as we said, ecology and environmentalism and also some part of them are mosque and masjid activities and majalis during the holy month of Ramadan, also during Muharram, okay, can be dedicated into environment.
Yeah, why not?
And how to keep... we can see track of the environment, how this environment is a blessing, as Sheikh Rouhani puts it, is a trust in our hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, violating this trust will be a great sin. It is a sin. And how to take care of the rights of animals, how helping a thirsty cat or a sparrow or a sheep or something like that might help us as a true Muslim. These are also recommended in Islam very much. So these are the topics that can make Islamic declarations on climate change and also action plan, even action plan can be served for the Muslim lands. Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please take care of your environment, water sources, the animals and the environment around. You will be asked about the consequences and the major deeds that you did on them in this world, in the other world. So your actions are going to be recorded regarding your environment. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.